Good afternoon. The first thing I would like you to do is to ask yourself, why did I come here tonight? Think about that. What is your purpose? What do you want? Did you come to compare the speaker to some other speaker? Did you come to listen to some profound message? Did you come to hear the speaker because you heard certain things about him? All those reasons are wrong. When you look at me, what do you see? If I asked each one of you, I would get 40 different answers. I am like a mirror. And when you look at me, you see yourself. So if you see a dirty old bum, you're looking at yourself. Everybody sees something else. But you're saying your personal ego consciousness is what you're really saying. The time has to come when you look at everybody and everything and you have no reaction. It's neither good nor bad. Where you see consciousness everywhere. Where you see beings, places, things as images on a gigantic screen. Your true self is the screen. The images are superimposed on the screen. Therefore, when you look at yourself, you have no reaction. There is silence. In the silence is infinity. Infinity is space, bliss, Parabrahman, absolute awareness, ultimate oneness. Whenever you think, you stop the reality from flowing by your thoughts. Whenever your mind is quiescent, calm, still, like a motionless lake, then you reflect your own divinity and you become pure and happy and all your problems melt away. You become no thing. There's really nothing to become. What you really do is you get back to your original state. And again, how does this happen? By not reacting to person, place, or thing. Becoming the observer, the witness to the world. The witness to your own thoughts. Whenever thoughts come to you, you try to halt the thoughts by witnessing your mind in action, by observing your thoughts. As you do this, the mind begins to slow up. Peace ultimately ensues. You become happy, blissful, for that is your true nature. But when you speak too many words, it hinders the process. When you talk to me, I listen to the space in between the words. To you, the words are real. To me, the space is real. The the space is consciousness. The words are just a mark on consciousness, which has to be erased. No one ever became awakened by using words. Be still and know that I am God. Your real nature is I am. And the way you experience this I am is by recognizing what I am not. I am not my experiences. I am not my problems. I am not the world. I am not the universe. I am not myself as I appear to be. When everything has been gotten out of the way, your true self will shine forth in all glory and splendor. There's really nothing to do but be. There are no courses to take. There's no school to go to. There's no profound knowledge to learn. There are no prayers you have to make. There are no obligations whatsoever. Simply quiet your mind. Do not allow your mind to control you at all. Do not think past your nose. When you see the thought starting, catch yourself. Ask yourself, to whom do these thoughts come? They come to me. Hold on to the me with all your might. And follow the me to its source. Where did me come from? How did me get here? What is the source of me? As you get to the source of me, you will realize I am that. I am not my body or my mind or the experience. I am that I am. I have always been that I am. Nothing more, nothing less. Know yourself. Search for yourself. What's the use of going through life, gathering things, worrying about things, learning new trades, when you're going to leave everything at about 90 years old and die? What has been your purpose then? The wise person considers this when they're quite young. Starts to search for reality. But the search is not outside themselves. The search goes on within yourself. Am I the body? Am I the doer? Am I the mind? The realization goes on that the body, the mind, and the doer do not listen to you, to the eye. They do what they want, don't they? For instance, does your body ask I when it catches a cold? It does its own thing. Does it ask I when it becomes sleepy? Does it ask I for permission when it wants to go to the bathroom? the body is under its own laws of karma. But I has nothing to do with that. Find out what I is. When you speak of I, stop identifying yourself with the body, with the mind. When you do your work, do not believe that you are the doer. Realize you are I. When you sleep, I watches. When you dream, I watches. When you're awake, I watches. I is always there. Who is this I? This elusive I that's always watching, that never sleeps, never dreams, that isn't even awake in this world, but who is the silent witness of all your thoughts. Where did this I come from? Find out. Find out by diving within yourself. Find out by going to the source. Find out by keeping still. By becoming the witness. By not participating in the world's activities too much. By living a quiet life. By wanting to be alone and contemplate the I. One day you will follow the eye deep enough, like holding onto a rope, climbing down the rope. You will come to the end of the rope, which is the source of I. Then you will let go, and you'll find yourself in the void, in emptiness. The world has been transcended, and you will become I am. Not I am this or I am that, really. Just I am. I am is self-contained. I am is your real nature. I am is absolute awareness, absolute reality. Nirvana, emptiness. You get glimpses of this once in a while when you're daydreaming and the world leaves you, the activities of the world leaves you. All of a sudden you feel good for no reason. Wouldn't you like to feel like this all the time? Then what are you doing with your life? You have to go over your beliefs, your needs, your wants, your fears. Examine everything. Investigate. Go deeper within yourself. Spend more time alone. Forget about the world. I'm not speaking of giving up your employment or leaving your family or moving someplace in the desert. I'm speaking of continuing what you do, but give up your mental attachment to whatever you do. You can be a doctor and know the self by not being attached to your profession. Your body will continue doing what it does and will even do it better than you can ever do it if you identified with the doer. Stay where you are. Give up nothing. Just to not be attached to anything. Do not react to person, place, or thing. Let come what may. See all things the same. Have no preferences. Have love in your heart, peace in your soul. And the day will come when you give up your heart and you give up your soul to Satchitananda, and you will be free. At that time you will be omnipresent. You will be aware of yourself as the universe. You will no longer be aware of yourself as an entity, but you will be aware of yourself as the universe. And your body will not exist any longer. People will see you as they did before. Only you will see it differently. You will see all existence as one. Duality will cease. There will only be oneness. Now, what good is all this? Why should you strive for this? Is everybody happy? Let's be sincere. We think if we accumulate a lot of money, we'll be happy. If we marry the right person, we'll be happy. If we get the right job, if we have the right car, if we move to the right state, we'll be abundantly happy. What a disappointment. In this world, nothing is ever the same. You have to understand this first. We live in a world of duality, so it seems. Everything has two sides. If you want to experience wealth, you have to experience poverty. If you want to experience health, you have to experience sickness. You cannot experience one without the other. You may say, well, Robert, I know people who are abundantly wealthy and they've never been poor. You're speaking only of one life. You have no doubt had many existences, many lifetimes, and they're all carryovers. So the first thing you do is stop judging others. You learn to leave others alone. You do not react to anything or anybody. You begin to work on yourself, and you begin to understand, I am not what appears to be. What appears to be may be a fact, but it's not the truth. I appear to be male or female. I have this job. I'm married to this person. I make so much money a year. That's a fact, but it is not the truth. The truth is that I am nobody. You have nobody. Everything is nobody. Everything is consciousness. Consciousness is like a chalkboard. It always stays the same. But you draw different figures on the chalkboard. You may draw the moon on the chalkboard, the stars, the planets, people, bugs, animals. And you see pictures of what you drew. But if you try to grab them, what do you grab? The chalkboard. Consciousness is like the chalkboard. People, places, and things are like the drawings on the chalkboard. They can be erased and new drawings put in their place. Yet the chalkboard always remains the same. the reason people suffer is because they identify with the images and not with the chalkboard. Or they identify with the world but not with consciousness. You therefore have to change your identification and start identifying with the invisible, something that you can't hear, taste, touch, or feel. That invisible something is your true nature. It is your real self. Now, how do we get there? What do we do? Thursday, I gave you three essential questions that brings you to awakening. We'll go over them again. The first question you ask in the morning, the second question you ask in the afternoon, and the third question you ask before you go to sleep. This is really important if you want to awaken. It's a shortcut. You have to do the first question as soon as you open your eyes. Do not allow your mind to think. As soon as you open your eyes, catch yourself immediately and ask yourself the first question, which is, where did I come from? Where did I come from? As I speak this question, most of you identify I with your body. And you think I'm saying, where did I as a body come from? I am not saying that at all. The question is, where did I come from? Not where did my body come from. The question is, where did I come from? My body slept. My body dreamt. My body is now awake. But I has been the witness to all three states of consciousness. For I know that I exist while sleeping, I exist while dreaming, and I am awake. I exist now. Where did I come from? And you keep still. After you realize that I is the witness of the dreaming, sleeping, and waking stage, you keep still. Where did I come from? I am now awake, you say. And I'm going to go about my business. I am going to eat breakfast. I am going to go to work. Notice how I always say I. You ask yourself. There's always I. I eat breakfast. But I've been making one mistake. I've been identifying the I with the body that eats breakfast. I is not the body, you tell yourself. I is not eating the breakfast. The body is eating the breakfast. After all, did the body get permission from the I to eat breakfast? The body does what it wants. The body is under the law of karma. But what about I? Where did I come from? Who witnesses these things? Who am I? What is the source of the I? That's how you talk to yourself. And you keep still. Then a realization will come to you. the realization will be this. It seems that everything I talk about, I always use the first pronoun, I. This must mean that everything is attached to I. The world, my body, my thoughts, my mind, the stars, the moon, the sun, people, places and things are all attached to I. For don't I say, I see my friend, I'm doing my work, I feel sick, I feel happy, I feel depressed, I feel miserable, I feel good. There's always I. It appears that everything is attached to I. Therefore, if I try to get rid of everything first, it's like the old problem. What came first, the tree or the seed? I will get nowhere. For when I get rid of one thing, another thing pops up to take its place. For instance, if I don't like my job, and I complain, and I change jobs, I will like my new job for a while. Then I'll have the same old problem. So I don't do that anymore. Instead, I'm going to realize the source of the I. If I transcend the I, if I get to the source of the I, everything else will go with it. And there will be emptiness. I will be free. Do you follow that? Everything is attached to your I. Do not try to work on the things. Those are effects. Work on the cause, which is the I. And the effects will disappear of their own accord. So you follow the eye by diving deep within yourself. You're looking for the source of the eye. You hold on to the eye until you find its source. You do this in the morning when you wake up. So how do you do this? When you get to the source of the eye, which is you go down the rope, you imagine the eye is a rope and you're climbing down the rope and you come to the end and then you just let go and you fall freely. Then you start saying to yourself, I. Say that to yourself for a while. I. As you do this, you're becoming calmer and calmer. As you practice this, the space between the eyes will become greater and greater. The space is consciousness. The eye will eventually disappear, and your identity will merge into consciousness as I am. That's what you do in the morning until noontime. You can practice this in whatever work you do. You can keep saying I, knowing the background that we just discussed, which is that everything is attached to I. And then about 12, 1 o'clock, you go to question number two. Question number two is, where did the universe come from? You're asking yourself. Don't ask your friends. Don't ask your co-workers. They'll put you in those little white jackets and you wind up in the funny farm. Ask yourself, where did the universe come from?
Yeah.
where did the universe come from? Where did the universe come from? As you ask this question, new revelations will come to you from your morning question. You will begin to see, during my sleep last night, I was dreaming. And in that dream, I seem to have existed just like I do now. I went to work, I had a family. I took an airplane ride. I went on vacation. I got drafted in the war. And I got killed. Then I woke up. It was all a dream. But where did the dream come from? All that dream was going on in my mind. The dream came out of my mind. Therefore, my waking state must also be a dream because I think of it. My mind is thinking of all of my affairs, of my body, my work, my children, my house, my car, just like in a dream. So the universe comes out of my mind. I have created the universe. After all, when I am in deep sleep, there is no universe for me. But I still exist. Because when I wake up, I can say, I slept. We go back to I again. This means that the whole universe, everything, people, places, things, animals, flowers, trees, stars, suns, galaxies, all come out of my mind. I have given birth to these things. Who am I? Where did I come from? And you go back again, following the eye to the source. And then again, you repeat the same thing. I. For as long as you can. Before you go to sleep, before you fall asleep, you ask yourself the third question, which is, where did God come from? Ask yourself three times, where did God come from? Where did this God come from that I have believed in all of my life? And you start to think about your childhood. When I was young, I was brought up in a religion. Whether it's Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or Islam or Hindu, I was taught to believe in God. But what do I know about God? Have I had an experience of God? Therefore, God must be a belief, a concept, a preconceived idea. Where did this God come from? Now, if you've been highly religious, and one of the major religions, this is going to be sort of hard for you to do, for you'll think it's blasphemous I therefore ask you to investigate to intelligently look within yourself, asking yourself, where did this God that I believed in all of my life come from? And if you investigate deep enough, you will soon see, I believe in God. I? When I say I've been referring to my body. So that means all of these years, my body has believed in God. And I has been a silent witness, observing all of this. I has no belief. I is neutral. It's my body and my mind that believe in some anthropomorphic type of deity. Now I realize I is not the body, I is not the mind, and I is not God. Like the universe, like my body, it's all a concept, a belief. God must be attached to I, just like everything else. And when I'm able to transcend I will transcend the mistaken belief of God and become free. So again, you go back to I. You fall asleep doing this. And you will wake up doing this. If you practice this, my friends, you will be free. Before you know it, you'll be totally free and liberated. I get many phone calls. One of the things I'm frequently asked, how do you tell a real teacher from a phony teacher? I know why people are interested in things like that. The answer is always the same. If you go within yourself, honestly, sincerely, and you become devoted to yourself, you begin to love yourself, not the ego self, but yourself self. And you really want to awaken. You will be attracted to the right teacher, or the right book, or the right tree, or the right rock. But if you have many faults, and you're not sincere yourself, you will be attracted to that kind of a teacher that's as sincere as you are. And you'll both look at each other. So when I hung up the phone Thursday night, Jorge gave me, is Jorge here? No. He gave me a book to read. It's by a woman named Lucy Ma. I knew her at Ramana Ashram. She's lived here for many years. And I turned to a page and there it was, the answer I was talking about. She really explains it in a wonderful way. Therefore, if Mary would like to read this, I would be most appreciative.
I can see. Glad to.